Well, the Seahawks start their postseason on Saturday, hosting a playoff game against the Carolina Panthers. So the Seahawks have had a week of rest, and this weekend they get a stadium full of 12s. They get the home field advantage. But what exactly is that advantage? Is it all the screaming fans pumping up the players with adrenaline? Is it the deafening noise that drowns out the Panthers' play calling? No, it is none of that, according to Sports Illustrated's John Wertheim. John, good morning.
Hi there.
What is the real home field advantage then?
Well, first, backing up, the home field is no myth. In every sport, everywhere in the globe, throughout time, the home team wins the majority of the games. Absolutely, there is an advantage to having a game at home. But as you say, no, it is not the noise or crowds cheering or booing the opponents. It is mostly derived from officials' bias.
What is officials' bias?
Officials are very good at their job. They are also human, and they are susceptible to the same types of bias that we are. When we have conditions of uncertainty, we often take cues from our surroundings. Even though these are snap decisions to make, officials will be swayed by fans cheering them and telling them what decision is the right one. They also want to be liked like the rest of us. And they know that if they make a call one way and 80,000 people are going to admire that call, and if they make it another way, 80,000 fans are going to disapprove of that call at a subconscious level, they might be more inclined to make the more favorable call. Again, nothing is to suggest that officials are corrupt in any way, but there is a ton of data here. And whether it's penalties in the NFL or whether it's calls and fouls in basketball or balls and strikes in baseball, the home team gets favorable calls. That's not in dispute.
But these are professionals. They don't know this already and correct for it?
The data doesn't lie. I mean, I'll tell you one specific to football. Before instant replay came into being, the penalties were awarded decidedly in the home team's advantage. And after instant replay, what you find is that the calls that are overturned are ones that are being made for the visiting team in their favor. And the other thing that's interesting is that we talk about the noise and we talk about the 12th minute football. And what happens actually is that quarterbacks, for instance, have a higher cumulative rating on the road than at home. Basketball, free throws in basketball, even late in the game free throws, there's no difference between home teams and visiting teams. So we like it when fans wave their arms and boo the opposition and have crazy paint on their face, but it's very hard to make an empirical case that that's having much bearing on the outcome.
But if referees are emotionally susceptible to crowd noise, why wouldn't the Seahawks players be affected by the adoring crowd? They talk about being pumped up by the 12th man.
In their heads, they probably are, and it's a good way to go into a game thinking that way. But again, there's very little to support that. And with officials in these close calls, one thing that we looked at that's interesting is that when the crowd is especially close to the action, so in European football before they built the moat or in a place like Wrigley Field where there's very little foul territory, the closer the crowd is to the field, to the playing surface, we found the more likely the officials are to make close calls in the home team's advantage.
Okay, so it's all about messing with the referees. You know, other teams are known to pipe crowd noise into their practices to try to prepare for Seahawks Stadium. It's the referees who should be piping crowd noise into their living rooms to get immune to it.
That's great. I think the other way to say that is if you're a Seahawks fan, never mind Richard Sherman, direct your yelling to the men in stripes.
Okay, John Wertheim from Sports Illustrated, let me get this straight. Let's say you are an NFL head coach. You can choose to play home or away, but the referees are robots, non-factors. You're telling me you don't care where you play, home or away?
I would prefer to play at home because my owner's revenue will be enhanced. I prefer to play at home because it's in my player's head that all these fans cheering for them are making them better performers. But empirically, if the referees are robots, I would think a large part of that home field advantage would disappear.
John Wertheim, executive editor, Sports Illustrated. Go 12th man anyway, I guess. John, thanks.
Anytime.